This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account with convenient locations throughout our city of brotherly love. Also online at pfcu.com with free online and mobile banking. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia.
From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. This is Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's good news in real estate. If you're a homeowner, if you're selling a home, or perhaps purchasing a home or vacation property, welcome to our home. It's good news in real estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
Your host for the next radio hour, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris, along with real estate veteran and owner-operator of the Philadelphia Real Estate Classes,
Mark Cumberland. Your real estate education starts right now. It's Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union.
All right, good afternoon. Get ready to laugh and learn here on Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm Mark Cumberland, along with my co-host, the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaris. How are you, Deanne?
I am doing fabulous, Mark.
Very good, very good. And we're here every week for the last 16 years here on Saturday, 1 o'clock, WPHT Talk Radio. We're the only real estate town show in town. If you want to ask us a question about mortgages, commercial, residential, real estate, just give us a call. My number is 267-266-5501. What's your number, Dan?
My number is 609-605-7153.
And we're here just to keep you informed because the media does not talk about real estate. They only want to talk about bad news. And real estate is good news. And you can listen to this show and past shows at our webpage, goodnewsandrealestate.com, and also at podcasts at WPHT site. So what's coming up today?
Coming up on today's show, Mark, we have the market report.
Yes.
We have our business tips with Asking Dr. A.
New series.
Of course, we have Mark's funny story.
Got one for you.
We have our mortgage mom topic today.
Which is what?
How important is passive income?
That's a good one.
You're going to like it. The next, we are also honored today, Mark. We have Mike Yates from State Farm Insurance, and he is an agent in the King of Prussia area, and he's here to give us some fabulous insight on your homeowner's insurance, so make sure you stay tuned for that.
Yeah, a lot of things are going on in the homeowner's insurance. We need to know.
We also have our questions. The first one is, if the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue has a lien against an individual, but the property is jointly held, can they foreclose?
PA Department of Revenue, one of my least favorite groups.
Yeah, amen. The next question is, I want to offer on a home, but the owner has a contract for oil and gas rights until 2023. Can rights revert to me in 2022?
Four, actually, a month.
Okay. The next question is, my mom and I are on the deed of the house. She passed away. I have two brothers. Do I become the sole owner or not? Next question is, have been under agreement of sale for over 1 month, was supposed to have settlement in 8 days, and the seller just backed out. What can I do?
Then we get that one in all different ways.
All the time. And Mark, our topic of the day is home buyers weigh in on purchase fees and agent commissions.
Yeah, there's a lot of myths out there about this whole thing.
100%. It sounds like a rant to me, but...
No, it's not actually. Actually, there's some... it was a survey, and there's some actually interesting numbers in there.
All right. But first, give us your motivational quote.
And a motivational quote is, some people make things happen. Some people watch things happen. Some people ask what happened.
I like it. So, Mark, we are up to the market report.
So, you know, states' home sales and median prices were up in March. I'm sure many of you are seeing Rupes interest in the consumer's interest in buying and selling as this spring market They keep saying gets underway, but the spring market starts January. But PAR, one of my least favorite groups.
You have a lot of least favorite groups today.
I'm telling you, all these groups, man, I'm like, they're a bunch of bureaucrats. Shows that the spring home buying market took off in March with sales and listings and the median sales price of all increasing in February. So they said home sales surged 23.6% from February to March, hitting 87.9. This is Pennsylvania, hitting 8,790 last month. Sales, however, are down 10.5% from a year ago in March. And traditional that we see that increase in activity in the spring season, it's good news that this year we're off to a strong start. Medium sales price of a home sold last month jumped up to $224,757. That's up 9% from previous month's price, 9% from the previous month, from $205,235. Median sales price is also up 10.5% from March a year ago. So prices are still going up. Anybody waiting for the rates to come down, the prices come down, you might as well just get over it, have a happy life, and jump in and buy a house. You know, houses listed on the market increased 7.6% last month compared to February. Now, this is statewide, 33,233 actives last month. However, listings are down 11.2% compared to last year. Like, I just looked at the Philadelphia market. There's about 2,800 actives in the whole damn county with over 600,000 houses. So now is the best time to sell a home. If you're looking, it is the best time in history to sell. So make the move. According to Realtor.com, sellers are sitting on the sidelines waiting to get the most of the sales from their home. Should find some motivation and get their feet and their process started. Now is the best time to sell a home, according to a new survey from Realtor.com and another outfit.
This isn't like towards me, right? Is this towards me?
No. And we've just been saying this for a long time. You're like, this lack of listings, these people are going to miss the boat. You get the top dollar right now. According to the survey, the average homeowner has been lying in wait for an average of 2 years, with 85% considering a sale for between 1 to 3 years. Like, I don't know how people plan 1 to 3 years to sell my house. Like, if I'm moving, I'm rolling. At the same time, most recent sellers, 79%, felt that they should list it sooner. They would have been able to take advantage of a hotter housing market. Well, we're still in a hot housing market, so don't worry about it. Get your house on the market. Plenty of homeowners have been eagerly awaiting for mortgage rates to come down, but, you know, I don't think they're coming down. In fact, I got a feeling there's going to be an increase because inflation just went up. I did that whole topic last week on the CPI, which I asked a whole mess of people since last week's show, do you know what the CPI is? And they were all like, no. I'm saying the consumer price index. Are like, oh. I said, yeah, but that's not the inflation rate. That's the stock market and everything else. That's not home heating oil and fuel, right, and food and everything else that we buy. Insurance, everything. And that's all up. I hope a lot of people listened to that last week. But anyway, some potential buyers are planning. They're still sitting on the sidelines in 24. They need to make a move. The majority expecting to buy a new home at the same time. There's a ton of buyers out there. They're just waiting for some listings to come on the market. So if you're thinking, contemplating selling, but you're worried about, oh, I might get a higher interest rate, or is it going to be hard to find something? I'm telling you what, it'll work out. The stars will align.
But
the old one that we used to say, like, well, I'm going to sell my house, I'm going to buy another house, and we're going to settle on the same day. And they go, will that happen? Yeah, that happens all the time. You know? Tell us about the rates.
All right. So your 30-year fixed conventional is at 7.25%. Your 15-year fixed is at 6.85%. Your 30-year FHA is at 6.875%, along with your 30-year VA, 6.875%. The rates have gone up a little bit. But again, there's definitely options. This isn't a permanent rate and there's no prepayment penalty. So obviously you're going to be able to refinance.
And eventually they're going to come down. So get used to it. You buy it. You got that house you love. You make the payment every month. I guarantee you never think about the rate once you're in the house. You just pay the bill. It's same like buying a car. All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive, all the time. We'll be right back.
On behalf of the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union, we hope you're enjoying Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland. The Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Hey, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, all positive, all the time. So we're at the end.
So, Mark, we're up to our funny story.
So out in the middle of Pennsylvania, this DEA officer stops at a farm, and he tells the farmer he needs to inspect your farm in case you're growing illegal drugs. And the farmer said, okay. He says, but don't go in that field over there. And a DA officer verbally exploded. He said, "Mister, I have the authority of a federal government with me." Reaching into his rear pant pocket, the arrogant officer removed his badge and shoved it in his face. He goes, "See this badge? This badge means I'm allowed to go wherever I wish and on any land. No questions asked or answers given. Have I made myself clear? Do you understand?" Farmer nodded politely, apologized, went about his chores. Short time later, he heard loud screams. He looked up and saw the DE officer running for his life, being chased by a big old mean bull. Every step, the bull was gaining ground on the officer. It seemed likely that he's sure enough going to get gored before he reached safety. And the officer was clearly terrified, and he threw down the farmer threw down his tools. He ran to the fence at the top of his voice. He goes, "Show him your badge. Show him your badge."
That is good. If you have a funny story, send it to 8029@comcast.net or give us a call at 267-266-5501.
And now it's time for the Mortgage Mom segment with Deanne Katsaris from Green Tree Mortgage. And our topic today is, I thought it was, what is passive income? But you changed it.
Or maybe again, you know, you didn't.
You told me that first and I wrote that down. So what is it? What are you calling it?
We're just going to call it how important it is. Whatever it is, you're going to need to listen because, you know,
and you need to know what it is.
How important is passive income?
Big time.
And you need to know what it is because, you know, I've been watching my son go out and look for houses and he is basically my partner in the mortgage business. And, you know, we're 100% commission. So it's important to know and not just get locked into a 9-to-5 job or just 100% commission job because it can be a little bit stressful. So I want to talk about something that's crucial for millennials in navigating, you know, the financial landscape of the 21st century, and it's passive income. as millennials, you know, they find themselves juggling multiple responsibilities from like student loans, rent payments, saving for retirement, you know, building a stable financial future. And especially in this fast-paced world, having passive income, it's a definite game changer. And what is passive income? And it's money earned with minimal effort on your part. You know, and it's income that can be generated from investments, rental properties, royalties, or really any other venture where you're not actively trading time for money. And let me tell you, it's just not a luxury. It's a necessity, especially in today's economy. First and foremost, passive income offers financial freedom. So, like I said, instead of being tied to a traditional 9-to-5 job, passive income streams provide you with the flexibility to pursue your passions. You get to spend time with your loved ones, even travel the world, all while money continues to work for you right in the background.
That's right.
So it basically, passive income provides a safety net in times of uncertainty. And we've seen how quickly the job market can change, especially in the wake of global events like the recent pandemic. And having multiple streams of passive income can definitely help cushion the blow of unexpected layoffs, some kind of economic downturn. And it gives you the peace of mind knowing that you have a reliable source of income regardless of the external circumstances.
If you're not making money while you're sleeping, you got to add something to your life.
Yeah, because Mark, it's basically the key. It's passive income is the key component of building long-term wealth. And by reinvesting your passive income into more income producing assets, you can create a snowball effect that accelerates your wealth and accumulation over time. And, you know, whether it's through dividend paying stocks, rental properties, royalties, or from maybe some creative endeavor you got into, the passive income allows you to harness the power of compounding to grow your net worth exponentially. But most importantly, it gives you the opportunity to break through from the cycle of trading your time for money. And instead of being stuck on the hamster wheel of working paycheck to paycheck, it empowers you to build a substantial financial future. And you're not sacrificing your time, your energy, or your well-being, you know, in the process. And it's not just a luxury for millennials. It's a fundamental tool for achieving financial independence, security, and freedom, you know, in this uncertain world. So what is it that would really inspire you or help you with passive income? You know, rental properties, you can see in this market, is constantly going up. So we call it doors. I mean, what if you bought a rental property and then bought another rental property and then bought another rental property? I mean, I have a friend of mine where he makes $305,000 a year on rental income.
Yep.
That's more than most people's salaries.
Yeah. And 64% of the country doesn't have a mortgage. And that money's not doing anything for them.
Right.
So if you I paid my mortgage off. I own a $400,000 house, and
you're missing all the benefits.
Yeah, that's not making you any money. So you take some of that out. You buy a 2x2 up in my neighborhood, and you collect $5,000 a month. Now you got a new pension.
Yep.
Every month.
So if you have questions in reference to passive income and what are my options, feel free to give me a call at 609-605-7153.
Yeah, you got to have some passive income.
All right, Mark. So let's hit our questions.
All right. So what's the first one?
The first one is, I want to put an offer in on a home, but the owner has a contract for oil and gas rights until 2023. Can the rights revert to me in 2022?
That depends. I have a couple friends that went through this. It all depends of how that gas contract was written up. And a lot of people didn't understand what they were signing in the beginning of this thing. I have one friend that he had one, and he thought this thing was for life, and it wasn't. So it all depends on like how that the gas rights are owned. Was there a time frame? And I have another guy I knew that thought he was set for life, and all of a sudden they ran out of gas.
Man.
So you never know what's going to happen. You got to be really careful with those contracts. And so will it, can it revert? If it's something that does revert and that's in the contract, and that person was smart when they had a lawyer, had Legal Shield, looked over that contract before they signed with the gas company,
right,
they're all right. But if it's as something that doesn't revert and the gas company takes ownership, they're screwed.
All right, next question. My mom and I are on the deed of the house. My mom passed away. I have two brothers. Do I become the sole owner or not?
I don't know. Could there be a will? Could there, you know, be some special clauses in the will? Just because she was on the deed doesn't, because the mother could have added her to the deed, but she wasn't on the mortgage.
Right.
And then who knows what was in the will. And what, 70% or 80% of the country doesn't have a will?
Right. And you know
so,
what?
So the,
helping people get a will could be a way of passive income.
Yeah. Legal Shield.
Yep.
And I'm telling you, that's the first thing they sell you. And it's what, $36 a month?
Yep.
And you join Legal Shield, you got a will. And then there are the kind of specific things that you put in that will. So when somebody dies like that died, the family doesn't become enemies over money, and it's all spelled out. But that there's not enough information there. What's the next?
All right, next question. I've been under agreement of sale for over 1 month. I was supposed to have settlement in 8 days, and the seller backed out. What can I do?
Well, there is a legal option that you can force the seller. You could take them to court and force them to sell to you. What the hell's the term? I'm blanking. But because the seller can't just walk away, like maybe they split up, whatever, or somebody lost a job.
That's why you have a contract.
But you have a legal contract that's supposed to hold up in court. So they can't just say I'm out and leave the buyer hanging, because the buyer might have sold their house. So who knows, or didn't renew their lease. So, you know, this contracts have to hold up in court, and you need to read them carefully, but you can't just walk away. So they could take them to court, and the judge could make them sell the house. What's in
exactly? All right, last question: do I still have to pay back my mortgage company after they foreclosed on my home?
It's according to what, if you sign something? Remember back in after 08, and there was all those foreclosures, and the people signed them documents, and they thought they were free and clear. And about 8 months later, we got a letter from the mortgage company saying, oh, here's the balance of $85,000 you owe us.
Right.
Or they
take it as income.
A lot of them, that happened to a lot of people. So, you know, it's according to how this is handled. You need legal advice on that one, because if you didn't sign something that let you free and clear, you're on the hook.
All right. Very good. Good questions as usual. And Mark, coming up next is going to be our guest segment. And we are honored to have Mike Yates, and he is here from State Farm. He's an agent with them, and he's here to talk about some really important stuff regarding your homeowner's insurance. So make sure you stay tuned.
State Farm. My mom was with State Farm from 1950 to she passed away when she was 93. Never had an accident. And I'm with State Farm. All right. So with that, you're listening to Good News on Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. We'll be right back.
Deanne and Mark are halfway through this week's edition of Good News in Real Estate, presented by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. When the show returns, more real estate news from around the Delaware Valley.
There are so many choices when it comes to selecting the right financial institution. Start with the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. We're right here in your city. We're also the official credit union of Temple University, and anyone who lives, works, worships, and studies in Philadelphia can open an account. We're member-owned and offer all the services you're looking for, like mobile banking and free ATM withdrawals. Visit our website at pfcu.com. We're not here for our profit, here for yours. Federally insured by NCUA.
Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click MortgageMom.net. That's MortgageMom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate.
Hey, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive all the time. So where are we at, Deanne?
So, Mark, we are up to our guest segment, and we are happy to have Mike Yates, and he is a State Farm agent in the King of Prussia area here to talk about some really important information on homeowners insurance.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Good. Glad to be here.
Yeah, I'm curious because I know there's a lot of changes going on with homeowners insurance and stuff like that. So tell us, how do you want to get this started? Tell us a little about the insurance industry and what you do.
And yourself.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm the agent in King of Prussia, helping people out with their auto, home, life, disability insurance. But when it comes to homeowners insurance, very important for the new homeowner to understand that there are some key endorsements that that they need to know about to make sure that if bad things happen when they own the house, that they do have the right coverage.
Yeah.
And a lot of times it doesn't get explained, which is horrible, because you just get a policy. You know, you think about, oh, I need to be $75, $100 a month, and they're jeopardizing, you know, so much coverage.
Yep, absolutely. You call an 800 number, no one really cares about what happens after they make the sale. Whereas, you know, as your agent, I'm going to be here, you know, after we make the sale. So I want to make sure you've got the right coverage when the storm hits and your basement's flooded and you're wondering, wow, is this going to be covered?
Right.
Yeah. And it happens a lot to people. They move into a house, everything's great, and something goes. And is it covered or not? That's the big question.
Right. But it's important for everyone to know. I mean, you don't just handle King of Prussia area, correct?
Correct. Yep. I handle everything in the state of Pennsylvania. We also can help people in New Jersey and Delaware.
Awesome.
Very good. So tell us some of the changes that are going on.
So some of the changes, probably the biggest new endorsement for people. Now, this one, I don't think is as critical, but it's good to know. It's called matching of undamaged roof surface. So when the windstorm comes through and part of your roof is damaged, the policy does cover the damage to your roof. That will be taken care of. But you'll have other areas of the roof that aren't damaged. And the homeowner's policy typically wouldn't pay for that unless you have this new endorsement called matching of undamaged roof surface. So if you do have a roof claim now, and with this endorsement, the damaged part is going to be taken care of. And then this endorsement will also take care of the undamaged part so that your roof is the same, so that the shingles match, everything looks good. And for some people, not a big deal, but other people really, they look at that roof and they see that one area is a different color and it just drives them crazy. So,
yeah, I can imagine.
Yep. So that's an endorsement you got to have if that's something that's going to be.
And what would something like that cost to add onto your policy?
It's a pretty small charge. I just looked at someone this morning. They had a house insured for about $300,000, and the annual endorsement was about $90.
Any bad?
No,
because I got like a giant roof. So if one part of mine right in the middle went and I had to ride down the street and look at that all the time, that would drive me nuts.
Yep. I think the big thing is when people just have a front slope and a back slope, not as big of a deal. But in the newer homes where you got all the different angles and roofs can look kind of shabby looking when you got One area old, one area new.
Yeah, and it's part of the look of the house.
Yeah.
Like my house, it's 100 feet long, roofed. It used to be an old convent. When you ride down my street, you can see the whole roof. So if I had a patch in the middle that was a different color, that would stand out like a sore thumb.
Right.
And then if I ever want to sell it, some buyer's looking at that going like, what's with that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Mike, what is it? So somebody has a new homeowner or maybe even, you know, someone that already has a policy. What are the most important things that they should look at and make sure that they're covered properly?
Yeah. So I would look at your dwelling coverage. That's the first thing. You want to make sure that you've got enough coverage to rebuild the home if it were completely destroyed. Now, most companies get that right, because there is a calculator that companies will use to determine what's the rebuild cost going to be, and they'll have that. But again, the most important thing I think that people miss is the endorsement. A huge one is the backup of sewer and drain. This is where when the storm hits and the electric goes out, now the sump pump doesn't work, and you end up with an indoor swimming pool that you didn't really want. So if you don't
have... This happened to my neighbor.
And if he doesn't have an endorsement called backup of sewer and drain, it's one of those things that's not automatically covered by a homeowner's policy. So that is our biggest one. We talk to every person that buys a homeowner policy about that. Now, if you don't have a drain system or anything that's going to back up in the basement, you don't need it. The other thing to know, flooding is never covered by homeowners. That's a separate policy. Yeah. So, you know, if you don't have a drain system and you just get some water seepage, things like that, that's just different. An unfortunate situation. But
And that one little thing to add for sewer and service, what would that cost you a month?
Yes.
Probably not much.
So no, not a big endorsement. And companies have different options on this one. State Farm really has a great one. Companies used to have a set $5,000 or $10,000 before basements got really fancy. Now, for example, State Farm's options is 5% of your dwelling coverage, or if you got the deluxe basement with the bar and pool table and all that stuff, you may need to go up to the 10% option to give you enough coverage to make sure that basement gets fixed back up.
Yeah, my neighbor, exactly what happened to her, and she was a totally finished basement with everything down there, and she got like 10 inches of water.
Oh, my God.
Oof.
It's still going on. It's been going on for about 6 months.
Yep. Every storm that rolls through, we come in the next morning ready for those calls. And customer calls, we pull up the policy. First thing we look at is make sure we have that backup endorsement. So,
and the rain we got this year, you must be getting a lot of calls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Another coverage that people don't think about a lot is the service line, the water and sewer line that's outside the house. So as a new homeowner, you're responsible for that from the house to the street.
Yep.
And another thing that's not covered by the homeowner policy, unless you get an endorsement called service line coverage. So if you got the leak in the front yard, they're going to come dig it up, replace that pipe. It's anywhere from a $5,000 to $10,000 repair. That's your responsibility, but that's a very inexpensive endorsement. $66 a year, I think.
You can't beat that.
To add that to the homeowners. Yep.
Yeah, because you know what? And if you got like a giant front lawn, that could be a long trench, and that could be really expensive.
Yeah, it can. Now, that does have a limited coverage. It's usually $10,000, but that'll cover... I don't know that I've ever had a claim go above 10,000, but it is possible.
I think people get scared and they think, you know, all this coverage, every time you add something on it, it's going to be, you know, very expensive. And they actually don't even take the time to price it out to see how beneficial it would be.
Right. Yep. Yeah. So the endorsements really don't add a lot to the policy. So
it's like car insurance. I don't want to jinx myself, but I haven't had an accident since the 80s. But I pay it every month just in case somebody's, especially now where everybody in the damn world's eating gummies. I think that's a good idea.
Oh, I knocked on wood for you, Mark. I hope you don't have that accident because I know you got a good State Farm policy.
Mike, what other products do you offer?
We also offer auto, and it's always a good idea to look at bundling the auto and home insurance because you do get a discount when you bundle. And the other important thing is life insurance. You know, a new homeowner, husband and wife buy a house. They now have a $500,000 mortgage. But God forbid something happens to one of them, and now the surviving spouse has to deal with that mortgage on their own. Make sure that you have life insurance to cover that mortgage. So that's another area that we help our customers with.
And a lot of people don't. I know a lot of people. I had a really good friend that owned a big house in Somerton. Lawyer, everybody figured, you know, he unfortunately died and no life insurance. The whole family was screwed up.
Yeah, really creates a mess for the family. And it's not something that you think about. You got so much going on when you buy a house that you're not thinking about that ever happened.
That's why they need people like you that like bring this up to them, because 80% of the country doesn't have a will. Do you have a will? Do you have life insurance? What happens if one of you's dropped dead? Like, nobody wants to think about that, but like it happens.
Absolutely.
No, agreed.
Let me ask you a question about, say you have a house with a recording studio in it, but and you got thousands and thousands of dollars of musical instruments. What would it cost to have like a little extra coverage on all that stuff for theft? Just a ballpark. Do you know?
Ballpark cost would be.
Or how does it work? How does it work?
So how it works, first of all, it probably, would it be recreational for personal or is it business related?
Well, it's a little bit of both. But it could be like, what if somebody has some great computer equipment or, you know, something that's really valuable that could get damaged or stolen?
Yeah. So most personal property is covered by the homeowners. Your initial question is a good one, because some people, if you have a business in the home, business property has a very limited amount of coverage. So you that's something that a person would need to look at too. And that coverage can be increased for a very nominal amount so that you do have like your recording studio covered.
But the big things are, you know what, like people, it's one of the last things on their mind when they're buying the house. And then some mortgage guy or title company says, do you got a homeowner's insurance? And then they Google, they, you know, it's terrible how they do it. And then all they want is that deck page, you know, and then they find out that their insurance really sucks when they need it.
Right. That's what they're thinking. Just give me the deck page so I can get through closing. And they haven't, if they don't have an agent who takes the time to explain, let's make sure you're properly covered for anything that could happen.
Now, insurance, just so the audience know, insurance is also based on your credit, correct?
There is an element to that. So the rate is primarily based on the location of the home and the cost to rebuild it. But there is a component that the individual has. So claim history, credit plays a little bit of a role. And homeowners isn't as complicated as the auto insurance rating.
Anything else you want to? What else is happening? Because I hear little things about, you know, 24, there's been some changes in the industry in general.
So homeowners has been more stable. The auto insurance industry is the one that is a little, you know, going nuts because of the cost of everything related to cars going up. So people are feeling that pain a little bit more. Homeowners rates have been pretty stable. One interesting thing that happened as, you know, what was it? Just within a month, we had the little rumble of the earthquake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's another one where you get calls and people say, am I covered for earthquake? That's another endorsement. So, yep, not an automatic coverage. But hopefully our rumbles stay low for a while.
Yeah, that was very rare. All right.
Awesome. So, Mike, do me a favor because we're running out of time. We'd love to have you come back on. But tell the audience how they can get a hold of you if they have any questions.
Yeah, my office is in King of Prussia on Allendale Road, right next to the King of Prussia Mall. Phone number is 610-354-0945 or send me an email at Mike at yatesagency.com. Love to help you with any insurance that you would need, auto, home, life. And thanks for having me on.
Thank you very much. That was awesome.
And every listener out there should really look at their policy and make sure you got that sewer, lateral insurance, and that roof insurance. That's a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Pull your policy out. Look at the endorsements. If it's confusing, which it will be, just give me a call or send me an email. I'd be glad to review it with anybody.
Thanks, Mike.
All right. Very good. Thanks, Mike.
You bet. Thank you.
All right. Coming up next is our topic of the day. Home buyers weigh in on purchase fees and agent commissions.
All right. Very good. A lot of good information in there from Mike. So if you're listening, so now we'll be right back. You listen to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. We'll be right back.
Good News in Real Estate with Deanne Katsaris and Mark Cumberland is proudly being provided by the Philadelphia Federal Credit Union. Not here for our profit, here for yours. Deanne and Mark will have more in a moment, but first, a message from one of our home team partners, Greentree Mortgage. How much do you qualify for? Ask Deanne now at mortgagemom.net.
Greentree Mortgage invites you to connect with the Mortgage Mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a five-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the Mortgage Mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the Mortgage Mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
If you're planning on listing your home for sale, get your home updated and don't pay anything until the house sells. Really, it's that simple. Curbio, your first stop with your agent before you list the property, and your one stop for getting everything from painting and flooring to full home renovations. Go to Curbio.com, sell your home for a higher list price, and realize an average 215% return on investment. It's stress-free, it's turnkey, and the process is easy. Go to Curbio.com.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes, the premier real estate school in Philadelphia, has been voted one of the top five real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.
All right, welcome back to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, all positive all the time. Where are we at, Dan?
So, Mark, we're up to our topic of the day, which is home buyers weigh in on purchase fees and agent commissions.
Yeah, there's a bunch of confusion about this whole damn thing out there. We'll have to cover it again. But according to a new Redfin research, more than one quarter of recent home buyers, 28%, do not know how much their agent was paid, and 17% don't know how much the amount was, how it was determined. Buyers and sellers don't really pay attention to too much of this. A comparable percentage, an estimated 19%, have no idea who paid their agent. 19%.
That's crazy.
The per the report, just over one third of recent home buyers know exactly how much their agent was paid. 37%. And who paid them, 38%. Only 37 and 38% actually know how they got paid and who got paid. But a slightly smaller percentage understands how the figure was established, 33%. These commissions have always been negotiable. And that's what this whole court case is about. It's always been negotiable. But it has been a common for home sellers to pay both the agent and the buyer's agent, with a commission of 2.5 to 3% of home sales price typically going to their agent and another 2.5 or 3% going to the buyer agent. And that's the way it's basically worked. And I think it's still going to work like that. Many Americans make the biggest purchase of their life without knowing precisely how the professional they hired to guide them through the transaction, their biggest transaction, is getting paid. Home sellers often have a candid conversation about fees with their agent before signing an agreement to work together, but buyers would benefit more from doing the same. People feel awkward of talking about money, but it's important to understand what your agent is charging and have a discussion about whether you will need to ask the seller to cover your agent's fees as part of your offer negotiation or pay out of your pocket. Real estate agent commissions have recently been in the spotlight because of this NAR settlement, this court case that went on. And they paid a settlement like $418 million in March, which was a bad move. As part of the settlement, NAR agreed that agents must enter into a formal agreement with buyers before touring any homes. That's always been the case. Me and you talked about this so many times over the last 16 years.
Yep.
These lazy agents are scared to ask a buyer to sign a contract. And they usually get them for free. So it's nothing new. These agreements must include the pay the agent will get. Roughly 40% of homeowners planning to sell their home think the agent pay is too high. All right, now listen to this. Redfin requests the potential sellers and purchasers to share their thoughts on a 3% commission for buyer agents and a 3% commission for seller agents. The data included 260 responders to these questions who intend to sell their homes in the future. Approximately 2 out of every 5 homeowners said 39% who intend to sell their property within an action believe 3% commission for a buyer's agent is a little or very expensive. However, a similar proportion, 36% of probable sellers said it seemed just about right, while 26% said it seemed a little low or very low. You hear that? And these agents are freaking out about this. The response rates were similar when Redfin asked about paying a seller's agent. Nearly 2 out of every 5, 39% of homeowners plan to sell their home in the next year, think 3% is a little high. But almost exactly the same share, 40% said it seemed just about right, and 21% said it seemed a little low or very low. So in conclusion, nearly 20% of recent buyers have no idea who paid their agent or how the figures were calculated. Some 39% of homeowners planning to sell believe 3% agent commission is excessive, while about the same percentage believe it's reasonable. So that all this confusion about this court case, when you ask the actual buyers and sellers, half of them think it's fine. I don't think there's going to be a no big chance on this whole thing. It's just the agents are just so bad at this, and especially signing that buyer agent agreement up front. But them numbers are interesting, aren't they?
Yeah, no, good stuff. Definitely some good stuff. I'm going to cut you off before you start.
I think I'm going to send that whole thing to a bunch of agents.
All right. So we are up to our business topic with Asking Dr. A. And today we're going to talk about managing your emotional intelligence. And today we're going to deal with the I personalities and how they're dealing with the market.
Dr. A, how are you?
I am doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Awesome. Thank you.
Very good. So last week we talked about the D. And so today we're talking about Mr. and Mrs. Personality and how they're dealing with the market. The I personality.
Right. Well, it's interesting. The I's like to take risks. So they're going to be taking risk taking. You know, they're going to be risk takers. They're also typically overly optimistic. So even though there's all this uncertainty going on in the marketplace right now regarding how to deal with the lawsuits, that's not going to be an issue for them. They're going to figure that we can handle this. So
yeah, and there's opportunities when there's this kind of market.
Absolutely. Well, the Chinese actually have a double symbol for the word crisis, right? One of the symbols is threat, and the other one is opportunity. The C's are going to look at the current market as a threat. The I's are going to look at the current market as an opportunity.
Exactly. That's like why I opened the first Keller Williams with somebody back in 2008. A bunch of my friends said, "What are you, nuts?" I said, hey, we're only going up from here.
Right. But you know what? If it didn't work, you try something else.
That's right.
That's what eyes do.
So tell us a little more about how the eyes look at this. Because we were just talking about the seller's market and lack of inventory, because all these people are sitting not knowing what to do, and it's the best time in history to sell. So how does an eye approach that?
Well, what's going to happen is the eye is going to try and look at the positives of what's happening, whatever's happening in the local market, you know, and as we know, you know, real estate is local. So the local markets are going to have an impact, and they're going to look at it differently.
Yeah, and they're not going to be scared.
No, they're not going to be scared at all. I mean, they're going to be looking at it as well. There are so many available. Let's see if we can get buyers for these. And if they're really smart, what they're going to do is they're going to look for more listers. Because listing always controls what's going on. There's much less energy that you have to have in order to manage a listing company versus a buying company, because the buyers will drive you nuts.
Yeah, and listing agents are kings and queens of the market. And I'll tell you, I've been watching Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter with all these agents, and everybody's wanting shortcuts, social media and ChatGPT, everything but pick up that damn phone.
Right.
And eyes are not scared of the phone.
No,
they'll call
no,
people
they
up.
The phone. They'll if anything, call people they stay up. On it too long.
Yeah, and they'll call up and say, listen, I need your help. I got 14 pre-approved buyers. If you run into anybody thinking about listing, would you call me? And the people will go, yes. And they say, thank you. Next.
Right. There you go. And you make those 40 or 50 or 60 calls a day, and then you'll hit with, a couple of them, but that's all you need.
Yeah. Yeah. How many listings do you got to do a year at $400,000? And I'll tell you what, if you have 100 people in your database and you call them four times a year, you should be able to do 32 deals.
Right. And also, one of the things to keep in mind is they're always going to look at the glass half full. So if you want to motivate them, just talk about how the glass is half full and they will buy
it. Tell them they look good, they lost weight, and they'll love you.
That's not going to work on the phone, Mark, but you can never tell what will work. So if you're interested in more information about this, or interested in our DISC or our motivators or our emotional intelligence assessments, just give it a just check our website at abelson.net, ABELSON.net.
And any company out there that's doing any kind of hiring should contact Dr. Abelson so you don't make mistakes. You hire the right people for the right positions.
And we've got thousands of companies that are working with us right now.
Yeah, he's the best. He's the best in the country.
Awesome. Thank you, Dr. A. If you have any questions, you can email them to Mark at 8029@comcast.net or give him a call at 267-266-5501. You can also email me at dnkatsaris@comcast.net or give me a call at 609-605-7153.
A special thanks to all of our listeners for tuning in for all these years. We're over 1,000 shows. Send me some jokes. I am having a hard time. We're over 1,000 jokes. And our sponsors for keeping us on the air every week. We're here every week for our faithful listeners. And there's a bunch of yous, thousands of yous. And, tune in every Saturday at 1 o'clock here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. With that, have a great week. I'm Mark Cumberland.
I'm Deanne Katsaris, your mortgage mom.
You've been listening to Good News in Real Estate here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. All positive, all the time.
Thanks for listening to Good News in Real Estate. If you'd like to contact Mark Cumberland or Deanne Katsaris, or listen to any of their past shows, go to goodnewsinrealestate.com. This program is paid for by Good News in Real Estate. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Good News in Real Estate or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey. This program has been pre-recorded.
Green Tree Mortgage invites you to connect with the mortgage mom, Deanne Katsaros, the co-host of Good News in Real Estate and a 5-star real estate expert in the Delaware Valley. Let the mortgage mom answer your questions, help you with a mortgage, provide answers for you about your current home, while always educating you about home ownership, including home purchase and finance options. Deanne Katsaros, the mortgage mom, NMLS 143589. Click mortgagemom.net. That's mortgagemom.net.
Philadelphia Real Estate Classes. The premier real estate school in Philadelphia has been voted one of the top 5 real estate schools in Pennsylvania. And it's no wonder. They offer live streaming and live instructor online courses to get your real estate license. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Total cost, only $4.99, including the book. Day, night, and weekend courses are available. Call 267-266-5501 or go to PhiladelphiaRealEstateClasses.com. Get your license now.